Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, your companionship will affect you. Beware of it. Beware of who you hang around with. Because eventually, it could jump on you. That goes for a country, too. If a country is truly Christian, it's going to leave its comfort zone and try to transform others, not allow them to come into your country and affect your children and affect your nation and take over your nation. It wasn't meant to be like that. It was not meant to be like that. Because as Christians, we know this is a spiritual battle. We can't compromise our faith. We can't tolerate the faiths of other people. And what I mean by that is you cannot bend. Yes. But the beauty of the Christian faith is that we actually love our enemies. We love our enemies. And that's been used against us in the flesh. So they come all over. They take our schools. They take our countries. I'm talking about the demons. I'm talking about religions of unbelief. I'm talking about spirits of unbelief. This is how you have to get. You have to get basically take the kingdom by violence. This is a violent war, gang. Jesus Christ, our captain, told us it's a narrow gate. Few are going to find it. Few are going to see it. And it's going to look evil. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make the Christian religion look evil. When in fact, it's all about love. Why do you think every other country is coming to this land? Why do you think that they'll get in boats and they'll worry about getting eaten by alligators to cross rivers to come here? Why? Because we are ultimately a Christian nation originally. In other words, we have love. But the fact of the matter is, as Christians, we got to understand. You know, we just give our daughters over to foreign religions. Give our children over to foreign religions. Everything is fine. No, it is not fine. There are demons, devils of unbelief, principalities, powers, and rulers that have attacked total continents, total countries. Snap out of it. Snap out of this empathetic sleepiness, stronghold of unbelief and acceptance. We aren't told to accept sin. We aren't told to accept unbelief. We aren't told to accept other quote-unquote religions that come from foreign gods as their roots. Do you think you were reborn, given a new spirit, given a whole new mystery to be accepting of everything else? No, and again, as a Christian, here it is right now, bar none. We fight principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, and they're all over the world. Darkness, spiritual darkness. And it took a savior. This is where we become fools for the sake of Christ. This is where the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel leads men unto salvation. There is no escaping this. You could rub the Buddha's tummy all you want. It's not getting you into heaven. You could, a foreign religion can tell you to go into other countries and cut their heads off if you don't believe it. Right? It's not going to save your soul. Not at all. You could be a monk and go in, Tibet and basically crucify yourself for the sake of mankind. It's not going to help. It took a loving, kind Savior who the world calls Jesus Christ, who the wise men knew was coming, who Herod certainly knew who was coming, who the Old Testament prophets preached about, Jesus Christ. They knew him because of the stars. Mary was approached by the angel Gabriel, said that you're going to be, conceived of the Holy Ghost. And I'm sure when she told Joseph that, he couldn't believe it. And in those instances where it's practically, how are you going to believe this stuff as a man? God sends an angel. God sent an angel to Gabriel, basically to tell him to chill out. What Mary's telling you is true. He needed, He needed that, and that's what he received. What else was he going to think? But he was a righteous man. When he originally found out, he tried to hide Mary, but then the angel came and filled him in and said, this is a different scenario, unlike any scenario which has ever taken place in the history of mankind. And here comes Jesus. Here he comes. And now he lives inside your heart and your soul, and you know he's real. And I'm talking to Christians now. Before I was a Christian, gang, I don't even know what to tell you. Before I was a Christian, I said I was a Christian, but I lived an absolute life of sin, a total life of unbelief. If I believed, I wouldn't have been behaving the way I was. I was a Christian because I grew up in a Christian society. However, no spiritual change, nothing. I was a satanic Christian, I guess you could call. I was a Christian heading to hell. No power behind anything. No authority behind anything. No knowledge of anything. But I said I was a Christian. But I lived like the devil. What could be worse? What could be actually worse? You know, never opened the Bible. Didn't know anything about anything. Yet, hey, you know, got married in a Christian church. Obviously, as a little kid, got baptized in a Christian little bubble bath or whatever, it was, bird bath. Obviously, you know, all that good stuff, all them rituals. That made me a Christian. I'm good. Until God touched me. Until the power of the living God came and lived within my heart. Until the scales fell off my eyes. Until I became a new creation in Christ. And I'm just telling you what happened to me, gang. But I am telling you that God is no respecter of people. And he will deliver you. He will deliver you. He has come to set captives free. And captives come in every form. They could be the hardcore drug addict, the hardcore, you're so loaded with lust, you can't make a step without a lustful thought. A drunkard who can't make a step without a beer. I mean, idol worship comes in so many forms. It's innumerable. Innumerable. And it's the absence of the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost comes in you, when you're struck, you don't even need a written word. You don't need anything. It becomes written on your heart. And all things become new. That's why I know Jesus is real. That's why I know he's the only way. Because it miraculously happened to me. It didn't come from an education. It didn't come from the loins of an earthly father. It didn't come from my culture. It came from above. Case closed. Argue all you want. Fight all you want. Cut my head off. Whatever. That's where it came from. You might say, well, that's your testimony. Yes, it is. And I'm giving it to you. And it's confirmed in the Bible. It's confirmed in God's word. Because it tells us in the book of John, this doesn't come from your forefathers. This doesn't come from your own will. This comes from above. Gang, if you're under any kind of bondage, fall on your knees. Yell out to the real God. Yell out, God, save me. And the word of God, Jesus, will come into your heart. Come into your heart. Just keep praying. Pray. Yell. If you know you're living the wrong life, the Holy Spirit's tugging at you. If you know that you're being lied to, whether it be demons of depression, when you shouldn't be depressed, demons of lust, when you don't want to be lustful, demons of alcohol, when you don't want to touch that drink, you're under the bondage of the evil one. And God will deliver you. You cry out to him, he will deliver you. Keep crying. Don't give up hope. Don't let another spirit get in, a demon of self-pity get in. Woe is me, I'm just a sinner. Woe is me, I was brought up in a lousy household. Woe is me, this whole cultural system's destroying you. No woe is anybody. God came in the form of a man to take your place, to redeem you, to buy you back by his blood on that cross. How do I know it's true? Not by education. How do I know it's true? Not by my parents. I know it's true because of what spiritually happened to me. Brand new. You know, and I had a brother in the Lord. God bless you, Rodney, if you're listening. The first day I got reborn, I'm walking onto the freight dock. I was a supervisor. And I'm walking 4 feet off the ground. As I'm saying this, I can remember it. It was about 38 years ago. And I got hit by the Holy Spirit. I didn't know what the Holy Spirit was. I didn't know what anything was. I just knew something supernatural happened to me. Didn't come from a book. Didn't come from somebody knocking on my door. Which all that stuff can happen, but I'm just giving you a personal testimony. And I go onto the freight dock, and I see a buddy. I see this guy. His name was Rodney. And he pulls up to me, and he had a dirty joke to tell me. And he's about 30 feet away. I can still remember him. His left foot is hanging off the tow motor. And he says, "Hey, want to hear a good joke?" And I said, "No, I've changed." That's all I told him. "No, I've changed." And to this day, if you were to ask him, he said something happened to him. He knew exactly what I said. And the power of my words practically knocked him off the tow motor. He knew something had happened. All right. How do I explain any of that? How do I put any of that in a book? How do I try to educate anybody on that? All I can tell you, without going into detail, the precursor to all that was a thing called repentance. The thing I knew in my heart, something in my life wasn't right. I yelled out to God, and he answered me. And I woke up eventually. God sent somebody in my life, and then 2 days later, it was like a three-day experience. I wake up, and I tell my wife, "I'm going to hell." And she wakes up and says the same thing. By the grace of God, by the miracle of God, whatever happened to me that night happened to my wife. And I was totally changed, so consumed in love. And I got to tell you, people, I got to fight to get back to that. I got to fight to get back to my first love. It was so simple. It was ridiculous. I didn't know anything. I was just totally consumed in love. But I did have a slight vision. It was a vision of religion. Lies. I was shown baptisms, lies. I was shown statues, lies. I was shown religious stuff, lies. But I didn't even know what that meant. But until later on in my walk, that all the outward religious customs and traditions and rituals were all lies. And what happened to me was the truth. What happened to me, God lived inside of me. And then, you know, I started reading the Word of God, and it was so amazing. I remember, I couldn't believe it. I read, "Drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God." And I said, "What? Drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God? This has never been preached?" And I didn't know what Old Testament meant, New Testament. I didn't know what Galatians meant. I didn't know nothing. I'm just a little kid reading this book. College educated, supervisor, 4 kids, paying my taxes, living in a good house. But I had the mind of a little kid reading that book that first week. What? All the baptisms, everybody was drunk. All the confirmations, everybody was drunk. After church, if you ever went, everybody's drunk at the ball games. Everybody's drunk at the holidays. Everybody's always drunk. Drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. I couldn't believe it. And then anger came on me. Why didn't anybody tell me this? Why didn't anybody? Then you look, fornicators won't inherit the kingdom. What? Fornicators? You're not hurting anybody.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.